five things off the wall.
That's us, man. 24/7.
You should expect the unexpected. I mean,
make it known that this is all about being 100% authentic.
We are live now.
So, with that being said, let's jump right in.
Derek, how about we, because it's being recorded now, so it's on record. How about we challenge each other and take swimming lessons?
I plan to anyway.
I plan to also, but I've been saying that for about 10 years.
Yeah.
Let's just do it.
I mean, I can swim.
I'm not talking about you, Walt.
I'm talking to Derek.
I bet.
Because I got to get the kids swim lessons too. So I planned on getting the floaties. So when they learning, we all gonna be in there with the floaties on.
No.
Derek, I don't know about that, but
Derek, if I see a picture of you with floaties on, you're never living it down.
So here it is. Let's put it out there. We're gonna put it on social media. Me and Derek are gonna learn how to swim because.
Why do you know how to swim?
I do.
Like a fish. we're gonna learn how to swim because my man, the 16-year-old young soldier.
He put it out there.
Well,
he dispelled all rumors, all myths.
All rumors, all myths.
And hats off to the young brother because I think one thing that struck me, like, yes, it's dope that you swam across. Like, that's immediate response. Like, there was no debate or thinking that went into that. Like, you don't just jump into water fully clothed.
Right.
After you've been debating. Like,
so
you could tell that was an immediate reaction.
So what do you think his statement was? What do you think he said right before he jumped in?
Yo, that's Uncle Lester. He need help. I'm out.
It was his coworker.
Yeah.
So
I'm willing to bet you at 16 years old.
You probably was like, oh hell no.
That's exactly what I heard.
He probably has a real good relationship with that man.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was like, oh hell no. Right. He probably looked at that dude like he's like an uncle, a big brother, or something like that. Old head probably gave him some sage wisdom. Advice. He's probably like, yo, this is a good dude. Ain't no way we about to let these jokers jump on Uncle Cephas. Let's go.
So was the hat toss, was that, you know, planned or was that in the moment? Was it rehearsed?
None of this was planned. What are you talking about?
Yo, the hat toss for me is like you could almost read his lips.
Listen, the hat toss took
it's about to go down. You can hear it. Like,
that hat toss took me out.
Let's do it. I'm gonna take this hat off. Let's get after it. Let's get
that took me out.
Look, but he kept it up there like Jordan. You know what I'm saying? After he hit the three, he kept it up there for a minute.
You know how it is when you about to. What a fight about to jump off. Baddest man hit my hand.
I need them to interview him and just. I want to hear what he was thinking when he threw his hat up. Like, I want to know what his real purpose was for doing that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I need to know.
I cannot take it. You know how people
threaten the cops. Like, if you ain't had that badge, that's probably what it was. If you wasn't working here, what?
I don't need this damn
hat. I threw this hat on.
Or
let's square up, chump.
I can't take it.
Up now. That's what it was.
Yep.
Oh, you done effed up.
Yep. Old man stuff. Let me stretch real quick. Let me stretch.
Say it. Oh.
Right. I need the interview.
Yo.
I need the interview
of him for sure.
I tell you what, there's so many layers to the video, right? I think the part about the video that I love is not the video itself, it's the aftermath of the video, right? The memes, the social media just slander of these jokers. All of it is hilarious to me. The Jason Aldean's try that in a small town and Queen Latifah with UNITY.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
So, Crystal, when you sent me the video, I believe it was Sunday night. When you sent me the video Sunday night and I'm looking at it on mute. So my reaction was like everybody else's reaction when I saw it because of all of the activity that was going on.
Right. But when you heard that sound,
But when I put the sound on the next day, it was like a different reaction. It was like a totally different experience, which I appreciated. I can't help but chuckle at the video
narration.
and whoever even put it together. Like
Yo.
they picked the perfect Avengers
Oh,
song
yeah.
to go with that. It was the buildup.
Yes.
It was so funny, man.
Yo,
Yo,
it's so.
people work fast, man.
Yo, they
People work
do.
fast.
There's t-shirts,
The dude
there's
had a
mugs.
shirt on like the next day.
Yo, there's mugs.
No.
Yes, there is mugs, yo. There is mugs.
Did y'all see the there was a clip on IG of them basically saying they're looking for, this person that we need them to turn in. This person has already turned themselves in. And they were saying they need the guy that hit the person with the chair to turn himself in. And you go in the comments, they was like, what chair? Somebody had a chair?
Yeah, listen.
What y'all talking about?
Listen, the dude with the chair deserved to get smashed up by the
Right.
cops. He got messed up then.
He got, yo, he was too excited, y'all.
The way he bopped that lady, though, oh my God.
He shouldn't have hit the lady with the chair.
So,
I think he realized it
Crystal,
was a lady.
yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was too excited. He lost
What's
sight of what was going on.
he did. Crystal, what's the lady's name? That I'm gonna keep it black, but I'm gonna keep it black.
Lene.
Linnae, yeah, her, right?
He was going in.
So she came back from vacation and she addressed it. And I think she kind of summed that up perfectly, like how he violated. It's like, first off, you ain't had no business hitting that woman upside the head, right? Because the beating would have went on longer and it would have been more fitting if he doesn't do that. And I honestly,
Party over. You
yeah.
shut everything down.
Yeah, you took it one step too far. If he doesn't hit, because really the reality of it is there was no
Know.
need for the chair hit. There was no need for
Right, yeah. Now keep
it.
in mind,
Maybe not.
can I also add that some of the other women was getting rocked
Yes.
men because they was jumping into the fold.
Yep.
They was just getting decked by men, but
Yep.
you didn't have to take you didn't have to bring the chair in on her. You could have continued to hit dudes and
But
dudes
like
would
Lene
don't
says, she
feel like he
says
realized it. I think he saw the other two women beating up somebody on the ground because other lady on the ground was kicking her feet. So I think he just came and be like, bam. I don't think he really
Yo,
realized what
but
he was doing.
let me
yo,
ask you this question. Why?
he blacked out like the ultimate warrior.
Yeah, he blacked
Yo,
out. But
oh
my
my
other
God.
question is this.
loved it. I loved it all the way up until the chair swing. I was like, all right, sir, this is how we turn a good old fashioned fist fight into, man, now we're gonna go to jail.
But
Like,
wait, let me ask you this question. Why did you have to hit her while she was down also?
that's what I'm saying. He did.
Everybody
That's why I feel like
it was
he
just a free
blacked
for
out.
all.
I feel like that's why that's where he violated. Like, come on, bro. Like,
It was just a free for all.
it was, listen, we could have kept this. Like, so have
Oh,
all,
man.
like, just by a show of hands, have we all been in a good old fashioned fist fight?
Yeah.
No,
Okay.
no.
I have. I've been in a brawl.
You see my
Okay.
I don't even know why
Sorry.
when Crystal raised her hand now, switched the order around and messed everything up, right? But yeah, but it messed everything up. It's okay. Who cares?
Derek, you never been in a brawl?
Never been in a fight for real?
Ain't
No
Never.
way.
Derek,
No,
so
not
y'all
a
couldn't
fight, a
help when the
brawl,
alpha
like
was
a.
getting jumped by the capo.
Huh?
Nah, that
Did
was
y'all ain't
before
help when
me.
the alpha was getting jumped by the capo?
Nah, that was before me.
Time
Okay.
out. Time out. One Kappa jumped the Alpha? Can we
Nah,
discuss that? He hit
No, the
him.
bunch of kappas jumping an alpha.
Okay. I got you.
And then he hit him with a cane, right?
Yeah.
He
It
hit him
was
in the
more
head
than
with a
one game.
cane.
It was more than one game.
So, Derek, you mean to tell me your entire life in Georgetown, you never got into a fight?
No, not
Nah.
that. right? We a brawl and a fight are
not. I know they're different, but he's making it seem like he's never actually been in a physical altercation, a fight.
Nah, I said I've never been in a brawl.
Okay, never been in a brawl. All right,
all out. But I mean, I couldn't even say that I've really been in a serious fight though either. Like, I was funny. People like me. I mean, what is there not to like?
Derek, you don't have to explain anything. There's absolutely positively nothing wrong with that.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I don't know. I find that weird.
He said weird. Not hard to believe. Weird.
Just weird.
Yeah.
Why? Because he has a temper?
We grew up in an era where fist fights were a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and so I got in a fight at home at a club one time, and it was like three of us and a bunch of them, you know, but it was like an all-out fight. Like, police get called, but as long as nobody is leaking and in proximity of death, they sending everybody home.
Yeah.
As long as nobody crosses that line. Dev, you know, when you choke buddy out in the middle of campus,
he incrimination. Are the statute of limitations up?
He didn't kill him.
he just incriminated you.
They friends now.
I don't know if he hears this podcast.
Are you not friends, Devin?
I haven't seen that man in over 20 years. Well, I don't
Cap. Cap, you told me last time you seen him at homecoming one time and it was kind of cool, like y'all dapped each other up. Like, all right, it happened.
And laughed about it.
I don't think they laughed about it. You've seen him because we talked about it. I don't know if it was a thing where he didn't necessarily realize who it was.
Yeah, no. That was, I understand what you're saying. And that wasn't during homecoming, or that we were still in school when that happened.
Yeah, see? So choked him out. Y'all got over it. So.
What? Like, I don't even think you remembered that it was me that did it.
That's what happens when you choke somebody, you cut the oxygen off.
Black out.
They tend to forget stuff. Like, stuff just goes away.
I can either confirm or deny.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
Peace, beautiful people. It's your boy, Dad. Listen, man. Follow, like, subscribe. Five Things Off the Wall. We are available on YouTube and IG. Five Things Off the Wall. 5TOTW. Peace.